Passion and hard work are the things of glory. They are the two ingredients that will last the test of time and chart the course to success. If you have a real passion, you can't help but talk about it. That is exactly what happened to Brandi Buzzard Frobos. She received national recognition from several news outlets and her cattle career community by working hard in her profession, working hard and writing about her passion on various social platforms under the name of Buzzard's Beats. The cattle industry is a tough business. It requires a lot of consistent hard work. The profession can even be more challenging if you venture out into other professions that help sustain your passion. Frobos won the National Cattlemen's Beef Association 2019 Beef Advocate of the Year Award, an honor she said she didn't set out to do.
It wasn't really something I was actively pursuing, but I wrote a letter to Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez when the Green New Deal came out, and that attracted quite a bit of attention, and it went viral and crashed my blog, and I was featured on MSNBC and Fox News. So that kind of kicked off the whole year, and then I was again on CBS News in August, and I've just been writing a lot of blogs and working to connect with people, you know, kind of the whole year.
Frobo says raising cattle as far back as she can remember is always what she wanted to do.
Growing up, I always wanted to have cows and raise beef, so I don't really know what sparked it. I used to go with my grandpa. He used to work at a feed yard and for a feed yard and for a large beef producer, and I used to go with him to check cows during calving season and feed cows, and then my dad worked for an agricultural company that had cattle, and I used to go help him when I was a little kid, like on spring break and the weekends, and I just always wanted to do it for as long as I can remember.
She says it feels like a natural progression for her to end up where she is.
Through my eyes, I had always wanted to have cattle, and then I was pursuing a career in cattle, and my husband and I purchased our first herd about 4 years ago. So I always wanted to be involved in the beef industry, and through my career and now my personal life, I'm fully entrenched in it.
Frobos is also the communications director at the Red Angus Association of America. She is passionate about her industry and the good work that she says they do.
U.S. beef industry is a picture-perfect image of efficiency and sustainability. Honestly, if every country in the world produced beef the way that the United States does, there would be even less of an imprint or an impact from cattle on the environment. I mean, the impact right now from cattle on the environment is very minimal, but it would be lessened even more if everywhere in the world raised cattle the way that we do.
Frobo says the cattle industry serves our ecosystem quite nicely.
Huge benefits of raising cattle and grazing them is that cattle are able to graze on land that otherwise wouldn't be able to be used for food. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to the Flint Hills of Kansas, but those are called the Flint Hills for a reason. So about an inch under the topsoil, you know, there's lots of rock. You'd have a hard time growing lettuce or tomatoes or corn there, but it's great for cattle ranching. So cattle are able to take that grass and turn it into a really high quality protein.
For KMZU News, I'm Glenn Fusilier.